interviewing Bernard Chayat at his house in Rockport, Massachusetts, June 18, 1997. Perhaps you could talk a bit about some of your early memories, your family background.
Mm-hmm.
You were born in Boston.
Boston, 1924.
Mm-hmm.
According to my older cousins, they remembered that I was drawing all over the wallpaper in this apartment. And they're talking about age 2 or 3. And they were drawing animals. And as I told you, the last time we talked, I showed you photographs of a book that I drew all over. And they look like some of the cows I started painting 50 or 60 years later. It's very scary to see that. My second grade achievement in the first grade, when they gave out colored pegs for people to play with before instruction took place, I did Amos and Andy with colored pegs, and my teacher brought all the other teachers in to see it. And this is what I did at home all the time. Fortunately and unfortunately for me, my only talent has been drawing. If I had to do something else, it would have been very difficult. Fortunately for me, too, that I took to teaching when I had a chance.
Well, did your family encourage this drawing, or were they...
Well...
Were you one of several siblings? Or?
No, I was the oldest of two.
Mm-hmm.
And my father didn't know what to make of this. My mother would have accepted anything I did. He didn't know exactly. When I went to school, finally went to art school, he was happy because my generation, if you were good enough, you'd get a scholarship to the museum school.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was the only school that, because all the people I knew who were in these high school classes went there, there was no other school possible to go to. I remember my junior year, I sweated. Was I going to make the summer before? I think I didn't sleep nights thinking of what I was going to do to win the scholarship. And I worked
to
the museum school.
This is why you were still in high school.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you started out formal art training even in high school.
Yeah, well, this group, in those days, you took a test in the ninth grade.
And what did you have to do in the test?
I remember you did some drawings, that's all I remember.
Not much.
And if you won, you could get from your high school permission to go at 1 o'clock, 3 or 4 days a week. And, of course, I thought I was the best in the world. When I got there that first day and saw how good some of these people were from all over the city, I mean, I was flabbergasted. At the museum. That's right, with Rosenthal and Alma Lebrecht.
Ralph Rosenthal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alma Lebrecht was in charge, and he worked with her. But when there must have been 20 or 30 people. And I guess you went 3 years, so in my first year coming in there and see how good these people were, I was amazed because I really thought I was something.
Because some really had technical facilities.
Oh, yeah. Drawings that these people made. I found that some of them that came very easy, and some finally gave up because they were bored. I had the same experience years later. I had a young woman in my drawing class, and she drew like a dream. At the end, she became a French major at Yale because the drawings didn't mean anything to her. She just had this facility. I think that day, the first day of that class, when we were all making an assigned drawing of some sort, when I saw what the others did, I could feel my body moving in all directions at the same time. I realized that I was not as hot as I thought I was. Maybe in my junior high school I was hot, but not here. So what happened is the concentration of this crowd was so great.
Wasn't.
Yeah.
Very serious.
Well, I mean, they were trying to draw in an old masterly style, which I didn't know enough about.
And did you draw from a setup? Was there something?
Well, this is how this, they had different things in different days. If you came on an extra day, for example, Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
You would draw in the so-called cast court.